بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, last week we had commenced with Surah Al-An'am, which is the seventh surah from the beginning of the Quran. And as we had mentioned, this is a Makki surah, a surah where the verses were revealed prior to the hijrat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And therefore the surah contains various proofs of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the divinity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we had mentioned last week regarding the mushrikeen of Makkah Mukarrama that وَمَا تَأْتِيهِمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ مِنْ آيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ إِلَّا كَانُوا عَنْهَا مُعْرِضِينَ. Their condition was that no sign would come to them of the signs of their Lord, proving the oneness of Allah, proving the divinity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except that they would turn away from it, they would reject it. They were not prepared to accept these proofs regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In today's verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now shows the extent of their rejection, their disbelief. Allah says, وَلَوْ نَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ كِتَابًا فِي قِرْطَاسٍ فَلَمَسُوهُ بِأَيْدِيهِمْ لَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا سِحْرٌ مُبِينٌ. That had we sent down to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a book, a scripture that was inscribed on a piece of paper. In other words, had we sent down the Quran as a physical book from the sky that would come to you, فَلَمَسُوهُ بِأَيْدِيهِمْ, and they would then be able to touch it with their own hands, then too they would reject. The disbelievers would say, this is nothing but clear magic. In other words, if the Quran was revealed physically and it was not through wahi that it would come to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, through Jibreel alayhi salam, and thereafter it would be dictated to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum to write down. But if Allah had sent a physical book from the sky, then too these disbelievers had reached such a point that they would have rejected this and they would not have been prepared to accept this also. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions another absurd claim or request that these people made. وَقَالُوا لَوْلَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْهِ مَلَكٌ. They said, why was an angel not sent to him? In other words, what they were asking for was that an angel be sent to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in its original form, and this angel would then stand with him and testify to the truthfulness of his nubuwwat, his prophethood. So this is the request that they put forward. So Allah explains, وَلَوْ أَنزَلْنَا مَلَكًا لَقُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ ثُمَّ لَا يُنظَرُونَ. That if we had to send down an angel, in other words, in its original form, as they request, then لَقُضِيَ الْأَمْرِ, the matter would have been decided, and then they would not have been given respite. And this also we mentioned before, is Allah's system is such that He sends down proofs in accordance to His will and His decree. If any nation requests a specific proof, a specific miracle, and Allah has to accede to this and send down that proof, then if they reject, if they do not believe, then Allah will not grant them respite, He will not grant them time, and He will destroy them immediately. So Allah says, if we had to give in to this request of theirs and send down an angel in its original form, then they would not have been given any time. They would have had to accept immediately, and if they reject, they would have been destroyed. So it is actually the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He did not give in to this request of theirs, and in this way they were given more time in this world to accept the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter Allah shows us that this request also for an angel to come down, or for the Nabi to have been an angel, this request does not make any sense. It is not logical. Because وَلَوْ جَعَلْنَاهُ مَلَكًا لَجَعَلْنَاهُ رَجُلًا وَلَلَبَسْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ مَا يَلْبِسُونَ. Allah says, had we made the messenger an angel, in other words, if we did not send a human being as a messenger, but we sent an angel from the sky and this was going to be the messenger, then we would have placed him in the form of a human being. Why? This is because insan is unable to witness or interact with an angel in its original form. So even if we had to make the messenger an angel, we would have placed him in the form of a human being. وَلَلَبَسْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ مَا يَلْبِسُونَ. Allah says, we would have caused confusion for them in that matter which they are already confused in. In other words, it would have been compounded confusion, and this would have led to further disbelief and rejection from their side. And finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then consoles Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that these are requests that they are making. They are asking for this sign and for that sign, and they are saying that we are not believing because you did not bring this miracle and that miracle. Allah says that you are not the only messenger to be mocked at, to be ridiculed, to be disbelieved in. وَلَقَدْ اِسْتُهْزِئَ بِرُسُلٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ Allah says, certainly, many messengers before you were mocked at, were scoffed at. فَحَاقَ بِالَّذِينَ سَخِرُوا مِنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ What was the outcome? What was the end result of that? Is that those from amongst their people who would mock, who would jeer, who would scoff at the Nabi, that which they would laugh at eventually befell them. In other words, the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they would laugh at and they would behave as though this punishment was not going to come, eventually that punishment did befall them and they were wiped off the surface of this earth. They were destroyed. So this is consolation to Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam that this happened before. Many anbiya were mocked at, were ridiculed, were rejected, and eventually the Nabi had the upper hand and these people were destroyed. So here we can see the mercy, the kindness, the love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We find throughout the Quran that wherever Allah mentions the rejection of the Quraysh and their disbelief, then immediately after that Allah follows it up with a verse of consolation. He consoles Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. He reminds him that you are not alone in this. The anbiya of the past also had to go through this. So here we see the great love and the kindness that Allah had for Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. At the same time, we also learn the extent of the arrogance, the stubbornness, the rejection of the mushrikeen of Makkah. So a lesson for us is that we should not become like this, that we are waiting for miracles from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're waiting to see something before obeying and complying with the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, a mu'min, a believer, his iman is based on the unseen. He follows what is revealed in the Quran, what was mentioned by Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, whether we understand it, whether we don't understand it, whether we see some proof or not, our iman is based on this and not based on any miracles or any proofs. Allah give us correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.